shul in general. And in my life, I'm not a yeki, even though on the shul I was somewhat of a yeki. I was starting on time, so I guess I have to keep it up by starting the shurim on time. If you can't hear me for some reason, please let me know right away, okay? So anyway, one of the others is coming up. This will be a smaller shir. There are a lot of things to talk about. Something else I want to give a shir on, but I think maybe a little later in the week or early next week, is the whole idea of beer chametz. I see that the city sent out a notice today that next week they're going to allow some type of arrangement for beer shreifas chametz. I can't say I'm crazy about that idea, so I'll have to give a sugya on that also. But what I want to talk about this tonight is the halacha of halal Pesach night in shul, which in general you should know. As I was playing in a few minutes, I always had on some level I had a difficult time with the whole idea of halal Pesach night. That because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Rambam, and I'll explain. The question is, however, that being said, I always said halal Pesach night in shul, whether it was in my father's yeshiva or wherever I was, or wasn't shul. But the question is, what happens this year? Do we say halal b'yechidus, all right? And I'm not discussing whether or not this is the correct thing, not the correct thing. I think according to the latest hanchayot of the, what was come across from the prime minister, it sounds like you can't, is that true? You can't daven, you have to daven b'yechidus? Is that the latest hanchayot that came across? Yes, it is. So, so I'm not really sure it's so relevant. Maybe hopefully things will change. But let's say, for example, you have a family where, for whatever reason, they're all living in the same house and it's 10 adults. Okay, they're allowed to be there. So the question is, will they say halal Pesach night? 10 adult males, I mean, will they say halal? So that's the question. But really the main question is, what do we do when we daven b'yechidut? Do we say halal? So in order to really come to conclusion, it's important to go and look at the whole sugya. So what I'm going to do here is, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Rambam, I'm going to start the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tav Pei Zayin, Sif Dalet, source number one. Shulchan Aruch says, B'leil Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Gomrim Mahalel, the halacha is, you Gomrim Mahalel B'tzibur, you finish the halal b'tzibur b'ne'ima, or the pleasant voice, b'vracha t'chilu v'sof v'vracha, and then the second day also. Okay, that's the shitas of Machaber. V'chol ze ein anu noigim kein, and the Ramah adds, we're not knowing this way, ki ein anu omrim b'layla v'veis ha'kneses halal klal. We do not say halal at all at night in the Beit HaKneset. Okay, that's what Ramah says. Now, I will just tell you, again, I'm not the best to know about this, but I think someone who is pure Ashkenazi should probably not say Hallel in Shul on Pesach night, because the Rama says the Ein on a Nogin came. And I do think that, however, in general, the minhag in most shuls, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, and I even think in Chutz La'aretz, I'm not sure about the European countries which still follow Yakisha customs, but most shuls, I think, do say halal. That is because people are influenced by Hasidic influences, the influence of the Gra. But according to Ramah, you don't say halal Pesach night. However, the minhag in Eretz Israel is probably almost all shuls say halal Pesach night with a bracha. So I'm not really going to deal with the Ramah. I'm going to deal with the Machaber. Now, so the question is, what is the source of this halacha? Do we say halal Pesach night in shul? Where does it come from? So if you look at the tour, on Siman Tav Pei Zion, the Torah says nothing about this. The Torah says, does not mention this. Where is this mentioned in the Torah? The Torah mentions this in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel. And the question is, because, you know, the Halal Pesach night we say at the Seder is a very unique Halal. Why is that? Because at the Seder, it's the only time of year. Okay, and by the way, I'm not going to get involved with Yom HaTzimut now, because Yom HaTzimut it's not a classical chiyuv of Hallel like the other Yom Tovim. I'll just say it like that. But in general, it's really the only time of year that we Ashkenazim don't say a bracha. See, so he says the Torah asks that question. How come we don't say a Hallel? Source number two. How come we don't say halal on Pesach night in the Agadah? So he said, very simple. There's a lot of Torah on this. But he says, Kevan, since we stop in the middle, how can we say a bracha? And he says, and the rush was knowing how to say a bracha, and that's the proper thing. He says, and he says, because there's a shayla v'shnega bracha, it's not a bracha, so hako, and the bracha is not ma'akev, we don't make a bracha. Okay, there's other Torah, I wouldn't say a bracha. But then the tour goes on. The yesh mekomo shenoagin likros halavay sechav tzibur, and there are places where the minhag is to recite halavay tzibur, kidei shlo yitzrachu levarech ala b'shas hagada. In order that they should not say a bracha, they shouldn't have to, in other words, so there's a minhag to go ahead and to say hal mebesak neses. Why? Because once you say hal mekneses of a bracha, you already said a bracha and halal. And therefore, according to all shittas, you want them to go back and make a bracha during the Seder. See, he says, umatov umandoyim ahim in haga, and the Torah explains how wonderful that minhag is, that they say Hallel the Beis HaKnesses, so now we don't have to go out and say Hallel, and we don't have to say Hallel in the during the Seder. In a bracha, sorry, not Hallel, we don't say a bracha during the Seder, he says, and then he goes on. But by the way, it sounds kind of strange, because I don't understand, because you have a shiloh, whether you should make a bracha on Hallel during the Seder, we say Hallel and Shul with a bracha. Like, it logic sounds counterintuitive. We're not sure we should make a bracha during the Seder. So what do? We say a halal during the Beknesset of the bracha. Okay, we'll explain it. The yesh lo smach, and this has a smach to rely on, the Sefer Sofrim, the Isa Hassam, because the Sefer Sofrim it says, and you can see I quoted it there, but let's quote the door. Tan Rishim Yosar Gomer, Yud Ches Yomim V'layla Echad, 18 days in one night, it's source number 2 still, Gorman is a halal. You go ahead and you finish Hallel over Gola Chaval of Yom. And Galut is 21 days. Why is it 21 days? Because you have, he says, Ubeis Leilos. So he says, I'm not exactly sure where that would come because you have, in other words, you have the second day of Pesach. I'm sorry, I take it back. I understand because, in other words, Gomer Misa Hallel is we say complete Hallel. So what days do we say complete Hallel? In Chutz Laaretz, the second day of Shavuos, the second day of Pesach, I would say, and then on Simchas Torah, because second day is Sukkot, everyone says complete halal. So in other words, there's 3 extra days in Chutz Laaretz to say complete halal. Ubeis Leilos. So we see, he says like this. Umisvan Mukhar Likros Halal Ubeis Leilos Shalgolios. And he says, the Sefer Sofrim says, it's a mitzvah mukher to recite halal two nights in the galus, ula baruch alav, ula omra, v'ni'ima, ula kayim mashenemar, to fulfill what it says, ramash mayachdav, we should lift up God's name together. He says, and therefore, shkori at the base, when we said halal in the house during that gada, ain't saral habarach, shmar kudalav ravin. So it's interesting, even though the Masechta Sofrim implies what we said, that because of the halal we say in the shul, you don't make a halal, a bracha during the Haggadah, but he adds in this idea of Ramam Mishmo Yachta, and what a wonderful custom it is. And it seems like the point of the custom is not to save us from the shal of a bracha during the Seder, but the point of the halal in the shul is L'kayim HaShenemar Ramam Mishmo Yachta. So if you understand, what does that mean? All right, if you look at source number 3, which you don't have to really look at right now, just to see that the tour did not make this up, it's in the Masechta Sofrim that they mentioned this minute of saying halal. Why? To fulfill the Ram Mashmo Yachta. Okay? So this is where it comes from. Now, what I want to point out to you is so then if you go and you look, and actually I don't believe I have it here, but if you look at the Bir Hagra, so he says the Bir Hagra says that this idea is source number 5. What? The Bir Hagra is number 5. Yes, the Bir Hagra is number 5. Okay? If you look at number 5, the Bir Hagra, he says, Kilo Nitake Lebekim. He says what he basically says is that the Ramah says we don't say halal. So the question is why? So the Biur says, because the whole takana of saying Hallel was for those who weren't Bekiyim. In other words, when it comes to talking, you have to Mitzrayim. So the truth is, you have to be Dorish to Psukim, but really, you probably say in your own words. When it's coming to say Hallel, you got to say every single word of Hallel. So those that know Hallel had a problem. So how are they Mekayim Hallel Pesach night, which is the mitzvah of the Araisa? It's settled in Shul. So Ramah holds that was only for a time when there weren't Bekiyim. But now that we're Bekiyim and Hallel, the Takana does not apply. He says, and he said like this, so what happened? He says, and this word is very strange. He quotes the Tosefta that he says that what they do is they should really go to the shul in the middle of a Seder. They then come back, finish the meal, and then finish Hallel. He says, but since it's very hard, so what they did is they went ahead and they, the Rishonim says, they would say the Hallel before in order to be motzi those who couldn't say Hallel. So the Gemara says that halacha does not apply today anymore. Why does that halacha apply according to the Ramah? Because we're all Bekiyim, we don't need to go to the shul. So we have really a machlokes, what the reason is the reason in order to save us in saying a bracha, or is the reason because Rosh Hashanah Yachdav, or is the reason to be mostly Bekiyim? So we'll explain. Now, so if you go and you look, so the Gros seems to say the reason why they say Hallel and Shul is in order to be mostly those who can't say Hallel. However, the Gros contradicts himself somewhere else. He says like this, that if you look at source number 6, which is about Hanukkah, so we know that on Hanukkah, we light the menorah in shul. We light the menorah in shul. It's also a very, very strange custom which has been accepted. And Shulchan Aruch says that if you look at source number 6, you put the menorah on the southern wall, and u misadrin, and what you do is you go ahead and you misadrin menorah, okay, and madlikin and mevarchin yishum pirsumin nisa. And you're mevarach for the presuming nisa. So, and then he says that a person hayot mitzvah, the mitzvah of hadlaka sanera, menorah in the shul. So the Biur HaGros says, where does that come from? The source number 7. He says the proof from Hallel on Pesach night. He says, well, on Pesach night, the mitzvah of Hallel is to go and recite Hallel on a kos. Raya, source number 7. Raya mehalbo oksachem shenatakin al a kos. And still, the Omer, we say Pesach Neset, Mishu Pesum Nisa. As Yerushalmi says, Binyan Brachos Bechaverta. Okay, one of the Yerushalmi says that we don't make a Brach Nala because it's right next to the Brach of Gaul Yisrael. He says, we don't say after because it's right next to the Brach of Gaul Yisrael. The Yerushalmi says, he says that we make, say, Hallel on the Shul because of Pesum Nisa. But the Gros said Hallel on the Shul is being said because the word Bekiyim. So we have to understand what is the reason. So on one hand, the Gros says it's because the word Bekiyim didn't know Hallel. On the other hand, the Gros says no, it's because of Pesumin Nisa. K'dei lefarsim et hanes. So therefore, and what does that mean, lefarsim et hanes? He says, because if you want to do, so when we light the Chanukah menorah, everyone sees it. The Megillah, you have like a big crowd in Shul. But when it comes to the Hallel in the house, presuming Issa, who sees it? Just the family. So that reason there was a takana. The Gros says to go ahead and to recite the Hallel on the Beit HaKnesset. So on one hand, the Gros says in Hilchas Pesach, the reason is in order to be motzi those who are not Bekiyim. And here in Hilchas Chanukah, he says it's because of presuming Issa. So what's the idea? So I think the idea will have to be like this. So first of all, it's a minhag. And a minhag Yisrael is very important. And especially this minhag is a minhag of Kadmonim. It's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch. But when a minhag is created, it doesn't happen out of thin air. As I mentioned last night, when there is a custom, the custom has to be based on a reason. It has to be logic. You don't just go ahead and start. You don't go ahead and start a certain minhag, Like, let's say, for example, someone wants to go ahead and have some special food on the Arba Parshios. It's very nice. You can't really call that a minhag. So my father explained in regard to Takanot, and maybe in regard to Minhagim also, there's a reason why we do it, a Takana or a minhag, and then there's a reason how it works. There has to be a process. You can't just make Minhagim up. So why did this minhag develop? Either it's because we wanted to enable people to be able to make a bracha that night, or we wanted to help the Bikiyim. But just because you want to help Bikiyim doesn't mean you can go ahead and stam make a bracha matola. You know, like for example, I'm not going to get to the people that are shyless, you know, who light the menorah at work. There are people at work that don't light at home. And just because people don't light at home doesn't mean you can go ahead and say, okay, we're going to light for them. It has to work. So the question is, how can we go ahead and say hallel and shul Pesach night? Why? To Moshe Bikiyim. Because we want to be able to make the bracha. What's the idea? So I think that the saying is, how does it work? Because they made it a kiyum of Pesume Nisa. In other words, they said the reason it works is in order to mefarshtim and eis more. So the reason why they did it is because they wanted to help the Jews, for whatever reason, to be able to make the bracha that night, to help the Eino Mekiyim. But the Pesume Nisa is the mechanics, how it works. And that's what the Masechet Sofrim says. The Masechet Sofrim says, if you go back, I'm sorry, to the top, I think it was source number 3, you want source number 3 in the Sefer Sofrim? You just go back up a little bit. Thank you. Source number 3. Great. It says 3 lines from the bottom. It says 2 lines from the bottom. How does it work? Because you have Pesume Nisa together. You have Roman Shom Yachtav. There's no greater Pesume Nisa. And then once you did it for that reason, you go home and make a bracha. So what do we see from this? So we see from this a very important halacha. He said, we see this a very important halacha, that the reason why this was made to say hallel Pesach night is because in order, number one, to help people who are not Bikiyim. Number two, would enable the mega bracha. But what's the mechanics? Because you want to have Pesume Nisa on a much wider scale. So if you look at the pshat I'm saying, and according to what I think on any level, it sounds like hallel Pesach night during davening only belongs in the shul, because that's what it's for. And therefore, if someone is davening b'yechidus, there's no question in my mind that he shouldn't say the hallel. Now, that being said, in order to be intellectually honest, if a theory can go down a little bit, there's source number 9, 10, very good. Look at source number 10. So source number 10, it says in the Birka Yosef, the chain reisi shekasav ramah balfasi zuta perikam emadligin medadek b'masav yikmur ahalo benol ben atzmo v'yavarach alav tchil v'sof. A person who daven myself should finish halo benol ben atzmo, and he should make a bracha at the beginning and at the end, at the beginning and at the end of the halo. So the Birka Yosef says you should go ahead and you should say halo v'yichidus. I will tell you there's a tshuva from Rav Shechter says you say b'yichidus, you should not say a bracha. And Rav Shechter says makes a lot of sense. I have here the Pesach Tshuva, this is what we actually found. He says that he brings down. He brings down if someone comes to shul, they say hello. You say hello them. He seems to say you should say a bracha if your minig is to say hallo. However, as I said, what I think it makes more sense not to make hallo, say hallo b'chidus, because the whole takana was a takana for the shul. And the truth is, and I think this makes a lot of sense. So when I said it, if let's say for example there would be a minyan of 10 people, even though right now the hanchayot don't allow it, let's say there would be. Rav Shechter said, and to me it makes a lot of sense also, that you shouldn't say hallel either. Why? Because the whole takana was for Beit Knesset. Because that wasn't for minyan, for Beit Knesset, this should be more for Pesume Nisa. When you have 10 people davening in a parking lot, that's not called a Beit Knesset. And therefore, he said you shouldn't say hallel. So I just want to finish off. If you go down to source number 11, source number 11 is from Arei Kedem. Now, I mentioned, by the way, that my father and his yeshiva, we said a hallel Pesach night. I think we didn't say a bracha, because the machlokes, and we're at Brisker's Soloveitchik's, we didn't. But I think that he says that I heard that I think Reb Chaim Brisker did not say Hallel Pesach night. He sent his boys to a shul where they did say Hallel. All right, now, so the question is, what is the Hallel that we say Pesach night? See, he says he basically says like this. He explains the Machaber, Reb Chaim, my great grandfather, the Machaber, that it says that you know the Gemara in Erechin says that you know the halacha of Hallel on Yontif, if it's not for Yom Shana Asmoneis, is a Yom that is Mekudesh Malacha, okay? Which means Rosh Chodesh, there's no din Hallel, it's a minog, because when what's a Malacha? Well, because it's Halacha that when you say Hallel on Yontif, the Yontif is Mechayiv and Hallel. And what's the Raya that Yontif is Mechayiv and Hallel? He says, because Hashir Yelachem, Kilel Yiskarish Chag, this year should be for you like the night when it's a Chag. In other words, when there's a nace, you have to say Hallel, like a night when there's a Chag, which is Pesach night. So in other words, the Chiyuv saying Hallel is based on Pesach night. We mention it together with the Hallel Yom Tovim. So when you say Hallel Pesach night, it's a din of Yontif. What does that mean? What it means is when you say Hallel at the Seder, that's Hallel on nace. We just left Mitzrayim as Hallel on nace. The Hallel we say in Shul Pesach night is not necessarily the Hallel al Anes, that's Hallel of Yontif. And since the Gemara Maseches Erechin, when it discusses the Hallel of Yontif, it mentioned this pasuk of Ashir Yelachem Kelodis Kadosh Chag, it's implying that the night which is a Chag, you say Hallel, that has a halacha of a Hallel of Yontif. So again, this ties in very well with what I said in the name of the Gra, that in other words, it's very nice we have a reason to say Hallel. Why do we say Hallel? Because we want to help those people who aren't Bekiyim. We want to be able to say a Bracha. But you can't go ahead and say Hallel Middines in Shul Pesach night when the Hallel Middines is only said at the Seder. So what happens? So we said it's because of Pirsum and Ness, it's true. But even of course in Ness, it still has to have Halacha of Hallel Middin Yomtev. And he says, if you don't say Hallel in Shul, if you look at the last paragraph on the page, the Yesh Lahosif Bezed, the Vadai, and Lo Amar's Hal Beit Neses, he said, on the house, Shas Hagadol Lakos, it's two kiyumin. So in other words, in general, in a regular year, we're davening in Shul, and we'd say Hallel in Shul, we would do the Hallel Chag in Shul, and that's in order to enable the people who are not Bekiyim, that was Rishon Takana, and it still applies today according to the Machaber, according to the Gra. And or we would do it, and then because of that, they wouldn't have a problem with saying there's no shalom to say a bracha to say it itself because it's said in the shul. And the way it works is because it's mefarsim anes, and added on top of that, they said hag mefarsim anes by saying hallel the tur chag. If for some reason like this year we're not going to say hallel at the house b'yichidus, when they say hallel the seder, it picks up two halachas. One halacha is the halacha of Hallel Anes, and the other halacha is the Hallel of Hallel Shayyamtik. However, even though we're not saying Hallel and Shul, we still will not say a bracha on Hallel in the house, because even though we're Mekayim the Hallel of Yomtik, the Iker Hallel we're saying is Hallel Shomes in the house, and on that you don't make a bracha. So just to give a conclusion, I would just say that, and I know we're going to miss it. I'm going to miss it a lot. Maybe we'll have a Yeshua. Maybe, you know, we'll be singing Hallel in Yerushalayim, you know, in the Chateres of Yerushalayim over the Korban Pesach. But he says, but I would just say that we can still, I believe we can still, today's Monday, we can still be Machav the Korban Pesach with Aaron. So he says, I would still say that short of that, and short of another Yeshua, so people, I don't think people should say Hallel during davening, and that's so unfortunate. One of the things we have, we can't, even if someone has a 10-person minion, so I'm not saying this Luyatur someone has, because they have a big family that's living in the house all the time, you still should not say Hallel. Conclusion of the shiur. Any questions on that before we close off? Okay, so I just want to mention one thing. Tomorrow night, I have a tushin I want to give it tomorrow night. So it's going to be a get shir. It will be at 8:30, and the shir will be given by Rafi Abraham. Tomorrow night is the York side of his brother, Chaim Yeshua David, I guess. And the topic is Lo Seitzu Ishi Pesach Beisu at Boker, Seder Night at Home. I'm not sure what he's going to be speaking about, but to me it sounds very relevant this year. We'll send information out, but he'll be giving the shir tomorrow night. All right. So everyone, that's been the last questions. Everyone should have a very wonderful night. And Mirz Hashem, we should be able to say a halal soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
When is good? When is Mechiras Chometz going to start?
So I think it's going to start tonight. It's going to be, I'll tell you, like, it's going to be online. I'm going to be sending a link because of health considerations. Everything will be done online. And even though usually I go through the regular Rabbanut, which people can do, but there's a link for it, I have a little more comfortable having a Rav who I know at least. So I'm going to be sending a link that you can directly appoint Rav Shigalevsky to sell the chametz for you. I'm sending links tonight. There are two papers he's sending. One paper is a paper of a shtar hashra, where you appoint that you appoint to sell the chametz for you. And the second is a list of details, what exactly is going on. So you fill that out and send him. I'll send the link, and then you'll be able to without high sell chametz sending out tonight. All right, so if anyone has any trouble, you can call me up, but I think it's pretty straightforward. If I can figure out how to use it, a computer, I don't know if anyone can figure it out. So, all right. Good night, everybody. Okay. Bye-bye.